You gotta make them happen. It all depends on you. So real hard each and every day.
That is some very good music from The Princess and the Frog, but the famous Disney film, which we are going to get you some tickets for as we go on right now with Best of LA with Kristen Cruz and Laura Nickerson. Hey, Kristen.
Hey!
How you doing, girlfriend?
I am loving this. You guys, we have so much great stuff to talk about. LA is on fire. We have tons of good, well, heat-wise, I know, and weather-wise, it's ridiculously hot as well. Sure. I never know lately if it's on the inside or the outside that they really not sure, but we have a lot of great activities and for families to do in LA, and that's what we're all about with Best of LA from Los Angeles. Laura and I, we make sure that you get all the best of the best stuff. So for instance, these Disney tickets that we're giving away to go to the El Capitan, that is not just products we're throwing out there and like, you know, goodie bags filled with junk that some, you know, company doesn't really want the stuff anyway, so they're giving it to you. Whoopee! What are you going to do with that? These are experiences. We're about creating memories. We're about creating those moments that you want to Instagram because they're so freaking cool. You can't believe you're there with your kids. And I mean, some of the stuff's going to be without the kids, but that's what we're about. So we're happy you can join us. It's great energy. And of course, we had to start off with some Princess and the Frogs. It's kind of a Disney themed night. It just is.
It definitely is. Now, here's a couple things coming down the pike for you in this episode. First of all, we're brought to you by Big City Mom's Biggest Baby Shower. It's happening on Tuesday, March 1st. That is next week, people. It's at the Guerin. I don't know if I said that right. The Guerin Pavilion at the Skirball Center, 6 p.m. to 9:30. Kristen and I will be there as Best of LA with Kristen and Laura from MomAngelus.com. So make sure that you come by because it is the original and largest event for expectant and new parents across the country. FYI, in case you didn't know, I'm Laura Nickerson at Knickerburger. And that's Kristen Cruz. Where are you at?
At Kristen Cruz. Kristen Cruz on everything, on IG, on Twitter, on Facebook. You put Kristen Cruz in and you will find me.
Excellent. So, Kristen, before we get into talking about the biggest baby shower, and it is the biggest, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Your kids are kind of small, right? Your kids are like first grade and preschool.
Right.
My kids are 7 and 9, and I'm having a problemo with my kids' teacher.
Yes.
Now, this is not good because I'm in the public school system. I'm in LAUSD. And the problem with it is if you don't like your teacher where I am, you can't move. Okay. You are stuck there.
Yes. So our hot topic then, the buzz is for parents would be bad teacher.
Bad teacher. First of all, join us. You know, we want to hear your comments over there on the side. It's right over there in case you can see it. And we want to see you do this because it makes us happy. Okay. So if you're a parent out there with kids in school that you've tried to move, I want to hear from you. You can also tweet at me at Knickerburger and at Kristen at Kristen Cruz. So here's the deal. Should you be able to move your kids to a different classroom if you don't like their teacher? Mm-hmm. I say yes, you should. Now, I know there's a lot of parents out there that are going to disagree with me because our generation of parents are obnoxious snots. Let's just be honest about it, right? However, when you're in a situation where you're really stuck and your child is really struggling, if you can't do anything about it, you're out of luck. It's no good.
Okay. And because this is, we have a lot of debates going on with presidential debates, we are going to go ahead and make sure we represent both sides here for you. So okay. I am on the other side of things where, and like you said, my kids are younger than yours. So I haven't had to deal with this as much yet. It's not as dire. You know, if my kid didn't like totally love her preschool teacher, big whoop. She didn't get to do as much Play-Doh that she wanted to do. I mean, what was she complaining about? So that's not a big deal. But I have run into a little bit of this so far, and the way I feel about it is these kids are going to go through life meeting all kinds of people that they don't get along with. They're going to have bosses they don't get along with, most likely. And they're going to have people that they work with they'll have to be in close quarters with that they rub with the wrong way. So learning how to deal with that, I think, is an important tool that we are not giving our kids yet, and they need more of that. So
I would not move my kid. I would be like, you know what? This is a learning lesson. We're going to get through this together. It might take a little more effort, a little more time, a little more patience, a little more acceptance, but we're going to make this work and take it as a growing experience.
I'm going to argue with you for a minute because that's what I like to do. My child is struggling so much in fourth grade that I'm concerned he might fail it.
Uh-oh. I have to stand. My watch said I have to stand. So.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I don't know what just happened. Do a jumping jack.
You guys, I'm on a diet. It says I have to stand up.
Oh, is that your iWatch thing?
It is. It tells you when you should move. How freaking lazy are we, people? It told me to move.
Well, then you should move, for goodness sakes, woman.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Now let me finish my counterpoint, woman. I'm just saying that if your child is really struggling and you see them start to either fail or hate school so much that you can't do any, that they're going to not like school for a long time, then you're really in trouble. And when your kid is not severely have a severe problem with learning or some kind of learning disability, then you're kind of out of luck. I mean, you can ask for help, you can ask for a conference, but in the end, you can't just say, well, my kid hates school because you're a bad teacher.
Now, are you sure that it's the teacher? How do you know that it's a teacher? Because I will not name who it is, but I do know a child about the same age in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And it has never, ever been her fault when her grades weren't good. It has never been her fault. It's always been the too much homework and the teacher and the way she does it. And it's so frustrating because I'm so close to these people that I want to say, like, is it maybe possible that, you know, you're.
Of course. Of course it is.
You know, so, yeah. But I think the problem with supporting it for me is that too many parents do their kids' projects for them and write their reports for them and don't let them take responsibility for anything. And then your kids grow up blaming other people for their own.
Totally fair enough. And it isn't necessarily the teacher, but sometimes you've tried every other option and there's nothing left but to make a change. And that sometimes is changing a teacher, just a different group of people to be with every day, a different something to jolt them out of what you're doing. Because, you know, if you're like me, we've tried a lot of things and it's not working. So you get a little lost in the system when you're kind of just under the middle ground. So there you go. That's my point. Counterpoint. Take that. I'm going to cover myself. Oh, I can't. Never mind.
Oh, you can't. Look at, you know what? I'm going to give you some of this. Good argument. Good argument. Yeah.
Thank you. If you agree with me, give me the claps. If you agree with her, give her the claps. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. So biggest baby shower. We got to talk about it. It's so huge. It's next week. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am to be there.
I know. Me too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. We've got tickets for you to go to the El Capitan, and they're celebrating with Disney Animation all week by bringing back our favorite movies to the big screen because Zootopia is opening. So, is that what you were just talking about?
No, but continue.
What'd you say?
I said no, but go on.
What were you saying you were so excited to be there for?
I'm talking about the biggest baby shower, but I'm excited for Zootopia too, girl. We got so much going on. We can't even keep track right now.
We got
Zootopia coming up and the El Capitan's doing a whole week of amazing screenings of Disney films that we all love, like Winnie the Pooh and Big Hero 6, 9, 12, whatever. Yeah. And they also have a screening of The Princess and the Frog coming up. And we are giving away a family 4-pack to see this screening with the stars of the film. Anika, Noni Rose, a bunch of other people who did the voiceovers for that, going to be there and discuss the movie and have a great time. And we are going to give that away for you coming up here very shortly. So get ready. Get excited.
Get excited. Get on Facebook. Mom Angelus is what you want to search. You want to make sure that you like that page. This is the first of many great experiences that we're going to give away. VIP, money can't buy, exclusive experiences from Mom Angelus and the Best of LA with Kristen and Laura. And that's going to happen right here. We're going to kick it off here. So make sure you go on Facebook and your Twitter. And that way that you can make sure to follow us. It's at Mom Angelus on Twitter. You can follow us for these giveaways and we'll tell you how to get hooked up. If you've never been to an event at the LCAP, or if you have, you know how special they make it for you. It is unlike any other movie experience. You are walking onto Disney territory. Once you cross those doors, it is magical through and through. So this is a really special giveaway. And how often are you going to be able to see those favorite Disney movies back on the big screen again? It rarely happens.
Let alone with some of the cast.
I know, right? It's going to be amazing. So keep listening and make sure you connect with us socially, because that's how you get hooked up. Now, there's also some fun stuff coming up. Now, we want to give you the buzz on what's happening around Los Angeles for you to do. Now, next month is technically Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Yay.
To be technical. But you want to celebrate before then. It just falls on a weird day. So happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. If you'd like to go ahead and join the party, one of my favorite places on earth, Barnes & Noble. I love me a bookstore. It smells good. I could open a book and smell the pages.
And there's coffee there, and that's important.
When we interviewed my friend Kelly about Taiwan, traveling to China, we have a show we did about that, too. You can look that up in the archives. But there was a bookstore in Taipei that was open 24 hours a day and had a coffee shop, and I was like, hallelujah.
I'm moving to Taipei.
I'm going
to Taipei. Get me an apartment.
Come on. So Barnes & Noble in Burbank, that's the one near the IKEA there, right across the street, you know, near the mall. They're going to do something on the 27th at 11 a.m. Very special for the kids. There's going to be a special reading, crafting, decorating. It's all Dr. Seuss themed. So everything is going to rhyme and you're going to have a great time.
That's true. And I have a little insider mom Burbank tip. Are you ready for it? Can you handle it? Okay. My insider tip is, if you go to IKEA, your kids can go in their little play area for free and play while you shop. Now, here's the even more insider tip. You can also go upstairs and get some Swedish meatballs and have a nice quiet moment alone while your kids are in IKEA being watched and entertained for free.
Only something you would know if you lived in LA. Hey, are the meatballs still a dollar?
I think so. They're delicious, those meatballs.
They're so good.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you got all those great things to do. Go check out Happy Birthday, Mr. Seuss. I love Mr. Seuss.
Sir, he's Dr. So formal. Seuss.
That was before he got his doctorate as a Seuss.
When you guys were a thing. We want to talk about this. So also, Nature Connects. This is so cool. If your kid loves Legos, and who doesn't, you won't even have to pick up these little pieces or happen to step on one in the middle of the night. It's hurt so much. Because they were all put together for you at the Botanical Gardens in South Coast. And it is such a cool thing to see. A, Legos kids, be your outside playing. Get them out of the house. There's nothing plugged in. They are running free. And the grounds go on and on and on and on and on. You will be impressed and just awestruck by the amount of space that is open for you to explore. It's really a cool.
Oh, it's so cool. They have a whole like storybook garden for the kids, but that's really not why people are going right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're going to see these incredible Lego sculptures. They have butterflies. They have somebody running, a bee, anything that you would find in a garden, they made Lego sculptures out of. And we had a chance to go check it out. It was so much fun. We took my kids. They were screaming and running around like animals. Wow. And it was like, just how happy were they? But you know what? Our video coverage of that on Best of LA with Kristen and Laura is coming up to momangelus.com. So should be up tonight, hopefully. And you can check it out and see for yourself before you head on over. Get the insider scoop. We love the insider scoop.
Yeah, me too. And that's why we're here, to give it to you. It is so much fun. Make sure you bring your sunscreen. They've got a little adorable gift shop where they have drinks, just so you know. They're in the back. They're tucked away in the refrigerator.
Not alcoholic drinks, though.
No.
Not alcoholic. Just to point it out. When you say they have drinks, I think there's a bar back there.
Well, you know.
Which I could afford.
So
that's mommy's sippy cup.
Mommy juice. That's running now through May 8th. It's by the artist Sean Kenny, and it is the only art exhibit like it in Southern California. So if you miss it, you miss out. So you want to make sure you get there, and we're helping you do that at momangelus.com. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah. Now I have to circle back to the baby shower.
You and the baby shower.
I'm obsessed with the baby shower because I want people to know about it because we're going to be there and I want you to come and say hi. Yeah.
That was
it. Would you do that? If I ask you nicely, will you come and say hi? Okay. So this is happening.
Okay. I'll come and say hi.
This is happening on March 1st. 6 p.m. at the Skirball Center, and it is going to be top parenting experts, 100 companies plus with all their products and things out there, especially for baby. That's my fancy talk for people who are pregnant. My words are not connecting. You know when you're a mom and you suddenly lose that space between your mouth and your brain? There's like a small delay.
Small.
Yeah. Anyway. Well. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you got to check it out. Babyshowerla.bigcitymoms.com is where you can get all the information on that. So just make sure that you go and check it out because when you're new, especially to the parenting thing, you don't know what the heck you're doing. Let's be honest. And you don't know what to buy and you don't know all the stuff is. And you're like, they send you home with this tiny little wrinkly thing that's screaming at you and mad at you from the get-go. And you have to figure out what to do with that thing, right? To keep it alive.
Well, that is true.
Expos are helpful. This is going to give you a lot of great advice.
Yeah,
from
that
great
is
people.
The thing. Dr. Harvey Karp, I believe, is going to be there. We've got Corky from the founder of the Pump Station and a breastfeeding professional. There are people there that actually educate you and help you. So there are those people. There are also like massive swag bags. Everybody's going home with one that's going to be worth at least $200. Woo! And celebrity sightings on the red carpet. And I was just looking up the weather report. It's next Tuesday, right? So 81 degrees during the day, 57 is the low. It is going to be a gorgeous, perfect, amazing night. Put on your spring dress. And we're trying to hook up a red carpet walk with you and maybe a meet and greet with somebody we can't talk about yet. So make sure to come back and talk to us about that and stay connected on MomAngelus.com for more.
Swaggy.
Totally.
Swaggy. It's going to be great. So I think we've hooked you up with a fair amount of really incredible stuff. But I just have to ask you, Kristen, a very personal question. Like, I'm going to get real for a second before we go.
All right, hurry up. Oh, I think my kids are waking up. I've got to go.
Yeah. Sit down, woman. Sit down. Nice try. You're on video now. I can see where you're going. Okay. So did you breastfeed kids, and did you find breastfeeding to be fun or hideous?
Now, I have interviewed Corky from the Pump Station. I'm friends with Cheryl Petrie on there, and I think they're fantastic people. And I actually rented my pump from the Pump Station in Santa Monica when I had my first child here in LA. Needless to say, I did not breastfeed.
And
it was not for me. And that's, you know, I know that's a point of contention for people. That's a big conversation. I've written articles. I've been asked to write articles about why I did not breastfeed, what it was like, how I feel about it now. That's a super deep issue that I can go into for you at any time. But I personally, neither one of my kids were breastfed by me. And certainly my 22-year-old wasn't. Because
The thing is, you can't start now. It's too late.
Yes, that lady on the front of Time magazine, she'd probably beg to differ.
That's probably true. But, you know, anyway, I'm just wondering about it because, you know, they do have so many things out there for women to do it. But that doesn't mean that it's an easy thing. And it doesn't mean that it's a right or a wrong thing. And I just think a lot of women out there get really overwhelmed by the concept. And that's why I was thinking if you go to something like this, an expo where you can get a little help from people who really know, but can also be around other moms who can say to you, like we do, I breastfed my kids. It was not easy. I was working full time. The pumping was hideous. I felt like a cow, but you know what? I made that work because that worked with my situation at the time. And, you know, but anyway, so it's good to see other moms and talk about this kind of stuff because, well, you know, we're all in it together.
Plus, there are goodie bags. Swag.
You have a one-track mind. One-track mind, Kristen Cruz. Hey, if you get a chance, everybody, make sure you check out the Mom Angelus Perks Card Program. Okay. It's so cool.
It's so cool. It's a card you can get. You can put it on your keychain. It's adorable and cute. It's pink with a little Los Angeles palm tree on it. And it hooks you up with all the best things around Los Angeles. It gives you discounts on really cool things. So it's one of those, you know, you register the card and then you get to show people that you have it, which makes you cool. And it says your mom, which I use as an excuse for wearing yoga pants. You know, something I have on me says, I'm a mom. It's almost like saying, see, it's okay.
It's all good.
Don't hate. Don't hate. and it gets you discounts at a bunch of places. If you're interested in it, go to momangeles.com. You can sign up. We will send you a card right away. If you know a business or have a business you'd like to be a Perks partner, that's also something we can talk about. bestofla@momangeles.com. And we'll talk to you about sponsoring something, getting involved, and we'll help get the word out about your business.
So cool. Well, it's a full week. If you are a mom in LA, we definitely have a lot to talk about, and we did already. So we'll catch you at a lot of these events. We'll be there at the baby shower. We'll be there at the opening of Zootopia. We'll be there visiting the El Capitan Theater and enjoying some of the great Disney movies that they've got coming out this week, counting down to Zootopia. And if you catch us on Facebook and win our contest, you too can go see The Princess and the Frog at the El Capitan Theater. It's coming up on the 24th of February in the evening. I believe it's 7 p.m. So go visit Mom Angeles, Best of LA, and get in there, people.
We can't wait to see you there. At Mom Angeles on Twitter, at Kristen Cruz, at Knickerberger on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will see you next Monday for another Mommy Monday from Mom Angeles. We are the Best of LA, Kristen.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. I'm dancing to this. You never say. You never.